I hear you, sister.
Hello, my name is Sherry, to give you a call back from customer support.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that was if you could help me be for sure that it's not a scam. They put my credit card information in there, and I just wanted to make sure I wasn't getting scammed.
Uh-huh. Can I have your zip code, please?
77581.
All right. And can
I
have you?
Offensive.
Could you repeat that for me?
I said I hope I wasn't offensive with that question.
Oh, no, sir. You wasn't. Okay. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Evan, E-V-A-N, C-S-A-C, C-E-S-S-A-C.
Has the order already been placed?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see.
On accident. I was going to call y'all first, but then I hit the wrong button and it was like, poo-coo. And there you go. I ordered it.
All right.
But I got the watch and the headphones, earbuds,
or
whatever they are.
I do see here the account, but could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
The shipping address?
Mm-hmm.
1808 Branch Hill Drive, Pearland, Texas, 77581.
All right, and yes, I do see where the watch was ordered, and you had to pay shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and no, sir, it's not a scam. You do only have to pay shipping and handling, and so, but the catch with it is that in the terms and conditions, it'll put you on a 4-day shipping and a 10-day trial period, and so you have to call in before that. In total, 14-day trial period is up to cancel, so you will not be billed the original amount. And so you did place the order the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You will have to call
by... Can I cancel it now?
Let's see.
Because I'll forget. I ain't gonna lie to you.
If it cancels now, then the watch, it will not be delivered because it haven't even... had a tracking number to be delivered, but I can give you a date to call by, because it would be the 3rd of May, but I always give the customers like 2 days before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can make sure it won't be billed to you. So I would say the 1st, or even or you could call it the day the watch deliver, and just
okay.
Be like, I received my watch and I would like to cancel.
Is there any possible way you could put a paper in there with my delivery saying, don't forget to cancel before such and such date? And that's a lot to ask, but I will forget your email or your text or whatever you tell me the day or whatever. I'll put it in my calendar and I'll still forget it.
All right, let me see if I
can. It's an issue, yeah. I mean, the memories are there. I don't have a memory problem. That's 100%. It's recall. I can't recall stuff when I want it to. That's a joke.
All right, let me see if I can do that. Call by, I'm going to put the 1st. No.
Okay.
Call, I'm going to put when you receive.
And maybe even the number. Because
okay.
I'll see that and I'll be like, dang, who do I call?
All right. Could you give, because we have many different numbers, so could you give me the number you're calling now?
Yeah, hold on one sec. Well, I called 3 numbers. I'm not sure which one this is. Is this about the watch or the
yes,
pod?
Yes, it's about the watch.
Okay, hold on one second. I'll tell you. Okay, you're on speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my browser real quick. the Focus watch, I believe, was 855-781-4331. But let me double check that real quick. Yeah, that was it.
Okay, 855-785-4431.
No, it was 855-781-4331.
Okay. All right.
And there's only one other number, too, so we could put both numbers on there. Sure.
All right. I do have that for you.
All right. I sure appreciate you. Thank you. And you have such wonderful attitude and disposition. I just appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right. And that all I can help you with today?
Yep, that's it.
All right. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.